welcome to today's episode of Beyond the Broomstick, that podcast that opens up the possibility of what spirituality can mean to you in your everyday life, whilst removing some of the woo-woo that we see on the social media. Welcome, and if we haven't met before, my name is Matilda and I am a professional psychic medium here in Australia. I've been practicing for well over 20 years and have a good understanding and grasp of what spirituality can mean to everyone. Usually in my episodes, I'm talking about things that you can do to change your perspective of the world and introduce spirituality into your life. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different. We're going to talk about the toxic spirituality, toxic mediumship that we are seeing on social media. I want to spend some time discussing the damage that that can do. And obviously in the events that have happened in the last week, how many people have come out with falsehoods and claims and the reasons behind those things. So join me for this journey into opening up the doors to see what toxic spirituality is and give you a firm understanding of it, what you can believe, what you can't believe, what suits you, and maybe give you a little bit of a peek behind why people do what they do. First of all, though, my job is to thank all of my wonderful Patreon supporters that have joined in the last week. I am always blown away by those that join and get to see our community that we are slowly building. My Patreon has only really been going since the middle of January, and yeah, every day I am blown away by people joining. So I want to thank everyone. If you don't know what Patreon is, it is a platform that allows me a lot more openness. We are not as moderated as we are on social media, so I like to be able to take extra podcasts, extra videos, and extra information for my Patreon supporters. There is usually a monthly newsletter. It's late this month because I haven't had a graphic designer. She's on holiday. And there is a monthly podcast that is extra. You get early access to my availability, which will be released for Patreon members. It is the 29th of March. That will go up for June. And everyone else, it is released on the 1st of April. Those are my June availabilities. There are also occasional discount codes for anyone wanting to take part. So if you're interested, pop along to Patreon. You can join for free. And I do often load up free content as well. But the juicy stuff is always behind the paywall. So I'm going to thank all of my recent subscribers. First of all, we're going to go Megan, Samantha Mochia, Liz McDougall, Tracy Shipman, Tammy, Kate Jones, Tiffany, Ali, Sue, Grisella Ramos Santiago, Kimberly Thompson, Crow Moon, Asipisi, Amy Cole, Anandita Jindal, Barbara Kamak, Courtney, Beatrice Hureta, I'm sorry, Beatrice, Lara, Tracy Walker, Deb Y, Kim, Sherry Venegas, Michelle Albrecht, Laura F. Shaw, Kristen Holler, Taylor Schmelzi, and Brittany Kay. Thank you. You guys rock. You are amazing. And I am, as I say, always blown away by your support, and you make this possible. It allows me time to produce extra content and bring you my podcast and the extra podcasts that you get. So the link will be in my show notes for those interested. So let's talk about toxic spirituality and what it looks like on social media. Now, unless you have had your head in the sand over the last 10 days to 2 weeks, you will have seen so many spiritual gurus, tarot readers, astrologers, you name it, they have been out there giving their opinion on what is going on with the Princess of Wales and the royal family. Now, for my part in it, I did make a video last week basically stating, stop asking, fuck off. She's sick and she's recovering and she is protecting her children. Now, the Princess of Wales and the Prince of Wales are incredibly protective of each other and their family unit. And we should respect that. There should be nothing else that people need to know. I then went on to my Patreon only and made a podcast on my Patreon only discussing what I saw was the surgery. Well, not actually not all the surgery, but just what I saw the lead up to it was, why I felt that she was taking time out. And I said, this year's going to be a very quiet year for her. But what happened on social media? I mean, really, I've never seen anything like it. I know that back in the day when the Princess of Wales, the old Princess of Wales, Princess Diana was around, she dealt with so much in-person harassment from the media. But this was another level. I have talked time and time again about the ethical behaviour that as mediums, as people working in the spiritual realm, we should adhere to. And that should also adhere to people in the public eye that ask for privacy, okay? What I saw from mediums, tarot card readers, people claiming to have a gift was them wanting to get likes and follows, jump on a bandwagon, make money through someone's undoing. They were talking about how, and this goes aside from those gossiping, okay? We have those people on TikTok that it's their job to gossip. That's what they do. That's what people are drawn to. I'm talking about the spiritual community as a whole, the ambulance chasers, the people that are using the term that they are mediums, using the term that they are tarot readers to claim a knowledge that no one else has. Okay. First of all, I'm going to tell you that we do not get shown everything. We only get told what we need to know. And in my part, I was told by spirit, she's very sick. She has had an ongoing condition that they wanted to rectify or get on top of when she went into surgery in January. It was not female issues. And I'm going to get onto that point in a minute, that people were talking about her having a hysterectomy and all sorts of things. And that really irked me. But she went in, she had to have corrective surgery of some form to help her with this ongoing issue that she's had. And they found cancer at a later stage when the pathology went off. The lack of critical thinking from people on social media is absolutely, it just blows my mind that they were unable to grasp the fact that somebody within the royal family, when they say that they will not be back on public duties until after Easter, that means that they're not going to be visible. Okay. They are entitled to their time off. The people talking about her, the gossip columnists, even the mediums and the pretend pseudo-spiritual people talking about her, were going to be the first people to complain if they get a text message from their boss when they've just come out of hospital. It's no different. They're human. She was protecting her family and wanting to recover. Not only that, but dealing with the emotional side of quite an aggressive and serious surgery, but also then getting the news of the cancer diagnosis and dealing with her father-in-law having cancer, which puts an extra pressure on her because she and the Prince of Wales are next in line to the throne. So automatically, if the king's sick, they would step up and they've been unable to do that. So there's all sorts of other stuff going on and nobody's thought about that. As a light worker, as an energy worker, as a spiritual person, We should be looking at the humanity of the situation, not just what we're wanting to do for likes and follows. The humanity of the situation. We should think, okay, is what I'm going to say going to damage anyone? Is it going to hurt anyone? Is it going to cause distress? Not only for the people that you are talking about, i.e. the Princess of Wales and the Prince of Wales, but also people that are going to take that on board and they're going to run with it. We need to be putting our energy into ourselves and thinking about our part in the world, not being distracted by a load of conspiracy theories, but they're just adding to that. They're not helping anyone as a whole. This is why I call it toxic spirituality. Yet, when the announcement came out from the Princess of Wales that she, in fact, does have cancer and is undergoing treatment, what did these mediums and spiritual people do? They doubled down. They doubled down and said, oh, that's AI. It's not AI, by the way. They may have used a green screen behind, but I don't think they did. I think they got an enclosed part of their grounds, which is where she chose to sit. But the critical thinking again, it's just not there. And of course, it's going to be edited to a certain point. She's not going to be able to make that speech in one fell swoop, but she's done bloody well. As mediums, as people, that it's not just about us giving messages from the other side. There is a living, there is a way that we live. That is all incredibly important. Us teaching people how to sit within their energy, how to understand certain things, and how to explain what is good for us and what is bad for us, not adding to the mix, is really important. So those mediums, those people that everyone loves to watch, the ones with 200, 300, 400,000 followers that have sat there and said the Princess of Wales is dead, that have sat there and said the Prince of Wales has beaten his wife, or she's in a coma, or they've said that he's gotten someone else pregnant or she's pregnant by someone else. What do they think they're doing? A wife swapping party in Windsor? And if they were, it's none of your fucking business. The reality of this just blows my mind. We are not just there to give messages and make predictions. We are there to teach. We are here to serve. As a medium, my job is to serve you guys with the knowledge that you need to move on, to equip you with what's coming in, to help you connect with those that you have lost, to give you proof that mediumship, that the afterlife is real. We are not on this earth to be gossip columnists. So if you, as a TikToker, have come out with all of this bullshit, then you need to realign your thinking and change your page to Maddie the Gossiper, not Maddie the Medium, or whatever your title you choose to attach to yourself is. Mediumship is serious business. Spirituality is serious business. We can have fun and we can make light of situations, but we cannot dig ourselves into deep holes of gossip. The fact that you sit there on the end of a camera and think that your video is not going to do any harm to anyone, then you are wrong. Those three children go to school and people talk when they're at home. Do you think that not one of those children got the gossip? Not one of those children was asked, oh, is your mum in a coma? Imagine getting that. We've all experienced it as children. We all know how people gossip. And let's think about the critical thinking skills here, shall we? We have someone that's hidden, okay? One of the most famous women in the world, apart from Taylor Swift, but one of the most famous women in the world, suddenly goes missing. Okay, she's got three children that go to school. Do you think the school haven't heard or haven't seen Kate? Her neighbours have come out and said that she's been around and pottering around in the garden. She's got her parents. There's hospital staff. There are assistants. There is a vast hundreds of people that would have seen her, but they are respectful, unlike the toxic spirituality that is on social media. It's almost as bad as the New Age people. And when they doubled down and said it was AI, I'm going to tell you why they do that. Okay, I'm going to tell you why people go down the rabbit hole of conspiracy theories, because they don't want to look at themselves. If they stop looking at the outside world and coming up with gossip and reasons for things happening, they might actually have to sit in their own energy and realize who they are. They might have to do the work on themselves and become more self-aware. And that's a scary process. So I can guarantee you that every fake psychic medium on social media has not taken the time to sit in their own energy and work out who they are, which is a must for anyone wanting to work with other people, and especially energy workers. Do you think I got to the point that I'm at by opening a cornflakes packet and pulling out a license that said, oh, Matilda, you can work as a medium? No, I've been a medium my whole life. It took me until my 30s to realize how important it was. And my guides told me that my job was to calm people. My job was to help people. My job was to teach people. And I worked and I worked and I worked, and it wasn't pleasant and it was uncomfortable, and I had to sit in my own energy. And I have been doing this for 20 years. I chose to come to social media to be real and to bring the reality of mediumship. The toxic mediumship on social media is very, very scary. We watch the New Age people as they tell us that we need to be part of a certain group to ascend. Spirituality isn't that. When we die, we go to the afterlife. We literally just leave our physical body and our mind, our spirit is still there. Yet reincarnation does exist, and a part of our spirit goes on to reincarnate, but the rest remains. That's my experience over 20 years of really delving into this. I've done thousands and thousands of mediumship readings. I've gotten so much information that I can bring that with a full heart and know that what I am telling you is exactly what I have been told. Those people that preach about the 5D, they are running away from the reality of things. They are scared of something and they are preying on vulnerable people. The mediums on TikTok that are doing live readings and claiming that they can get energy from a comment, I deal with that all the time. Let's talk about soul agreements, how spirituality on social media, and they preach, okay, this one gets me. And a lot of people will use it in their readings. You go to a medium for a psychic medium reading, and you're going through some trauma, or you're attached to somebody that is less than positive for your lifestyle. I've even known people in DV experiences that have gone to other psychic mediums, and they have been told that they made an agreement in a past life, their soul made an agreement that they were going to come back to suffer. They are going to come back to experience the trauma. Fuck off. Seriously. Seriously. How can you blame someone else or someone for their own situation? That is A, victim blaming. It is lazy spirituality, because you don't know what you're talking about and you haven't mentored or trained yourself. And B, we are allowing people to stay in situations because we're telling them that they agreed to it. We are taking the power away from them. A spiritual reading of any sort should be powerful. It should give you the ability and the power to make decisions for yourself and make you realize how much power you have. That everything that you are experiencing, you can change, or you can look at it in a way in which you can get the best out of a situation. I've had people being told that their children who may have a disability agreed to that disability in a past life. Yeah, it's just, it's toxic. It's dangerous. It removes the power from people and it makes them susceptible and vulnerable. I have picked up the pieces of so many situations in my professional career as a medium that I get blown away. What I have seen over the years is people given really bad false information and staying in situations for years and years and then coming to me and getting what I'm given from spirit and the reality of a situation. People will believe that they have to hold their power, hand their power over to the universe. Whereas the universe is really trying to get you to take your power back. And then once you have that power, put your faith in the universe. So it's a different twist on what many people on social media, especially those that are very untrained, will do. I have seen people try and do mediumship readings from a message or a comment on live, and that's just, it's just not possible. So please, please, please be careful on who you choose and trust. I understand that I am not everyone's cup of tea, and that's absolutely fine. But I feel that as somebody that takes great care and great consideration in my audience, that I need to enlighten people about the reality of situations. And the toxicity that has gone on in the spiritual community, especially in the last 10 days, has really affected me. I did make a comment on social media. I actually made a video last week saying it is really difficult at the moment. It is really difficult to come on social media because of the negativity, and it's been distressing. I did get an absolutely amazing comment, and I want to read this to you so that you can get an idea on the difference between those that have spent time working on their ability and take care of their audience and those that are only after the egotistical adoration or belief or to build an audience on social media. Linda One from Canada made this comment on a video that I made. When you respect yourself, you respect your audience. I want to say thank you for being respectful, for teaching us how spirituality works. Fake mediums are just abusers. And that, I am going to say, is such it was amazing to get a comment like that. Thank you, Linda. But also the fact that someone is realizing how abusive the toxicity from some mediums or people claiming to be mediums or claiming to be part of a spiritual community is. Please remember that in order to do this work, we must show people respect. That is people in the afterlife as well as those that are living. We must respect ourselves. Toxicity is just something that just infiltrates so many things, and it gives those mediums working really hard to give proof that spirituality is real such a bad name. I love my audience. I think that I've got an amazing following on social media, and I do have a lot of amazing clients that aren't on social media and who have found me through my work through years of only working on referral only, and that has built up such a wonderful clientele, and I'm very blessed to have that. I also know that a lot of people that come to me are ready to do the work. They're wanting to know how to start moving into a more, I don't like using the word enlightened or awake, but start moving into that space of realizing who they are, what they deserve, and what power they have. as I've said, over years, I've picked up the pieces from many bad mediums or bad psychics, none so more than many years ago when I was getting people one after the other come to me who had were having relationship issues or hadn't heard from their boyfriend or somebody that they were interested in for years. And what eventuated with that was me being real with these people and giving them exactly what their spirit guides were saying, which was basically walk away, remember who you are. Not all of them, but a majority of them. And they had heard from other psychics, I don't know whether it was phone lines or whatever, that they, you know, this person was their soulmate, their twin flame, and that they were meant to be together and they were just running in the opposite direction. That doesn't exist. Seriously, if somebody wants to be with you, they're going to show you. The proof is in how they act, not on what they say they're going to do or what some crook psychic says that they are going to do in the future. You have to live in the reality of a situation. So that is really the toxic spirituality in a nutshell. Remember, guys, you have the power to change your lives. You have the power to take control over situations. And the more you work on yourself and the more inner love that you have, the more resilience against situations you will have. We all experience trauma through our lives in varying degrees. I am not here to discount or say that trauma isn't real. I am here to say that traumatic experiences show us that other people's behavior is not always the way it should be, and that we, as people with resilience, can deal with most situations. As I've always said, I am not a psychologist. I am not here to deal with people's trauma, but what I am here to do is help in a way that will assist with people's healing journey. Healing is about taking our power back that has been taken away from us, whether that be from past trauma, conditioning, tragedy, whatever has happened to us in our past. And many people are coming to me that have just been continually conditioned by other people in their lives. But power is so, so valuable. It gives you back your dignity. And when you have your dignity, you can achieve anything. So healing is incredibly difficult, but power is part of that healing. So please, again, be careful who you trust on social media. Remember, there are many, many sharks out there. It has been going on for generations that people will pretend to be psychic mediums and sell you the old snake oil salespeople in the marketplaces. You need the proof that something works. And people that are coming on social media behaving in a very unspiritual way are not the one. But as long as you're watching them, as long as you're liking them, as long as you are following them, they are going to continue to do that. Thank you to everyone that has taken the time to listen to my rant today. I am very angry at what's happened to the Princess of Wales and the realization that many people will continue to go down the rabbit hole of conspiracy theories because it's safe for them. If we ourselves are not addressing our own issues and sitting in our own energy, then how can we help other people? So I'm going to thank you again. I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast and today's rant, and I will see you all next week. Take care.
Thank you.